The title of the new EPA report, Planning for Flood Recovery and Long-Term Resilience in Vermont, may sound like it has a very narrow focus, but Joel Beauvais of the agency's Office of Policy says it's got broader applications.
We're looking forward to sharing the lessons that these communities have learned and the state of Vermont has learned with the rest of the country.
The report makes it clear that the answer to mitigating the effects of flooding is to manage streams and rivers to accommodate their movement and get development out of their way as much as possible. It was developed after the state requested federal assistance in flood planning following Irene. A grant paid for a team of national experts to study the Mad River watershed and look at planning in Waitsfield and Moortown. Beauvais says the report and an accompanying flood resiliency checklist represent a more systematic approach than in the past. He says they'll help towns coordinate different building codes, land use plans, and zoning regulations to focus on flood mitigation. Joshua Schwartz is executive director of the Mad River Valley Planning District. Schwartz says the report and checklist help communities understand the big picture.
Many times when we look at flooding, we think of the village or the home near the river that was flooded. Flooding doesn't start there. It actually starts upstream. So a lot of the approach with this project was understanding the role that the watershed and stormwater management has in flooding.
Schwartz says in response to flooding concerns, Mad River communities have created new zoning based on the understanding that streams and rivers move over time. Commissioner Noel McKay of the Vermont Department of Housing and Community Development says each Vermont town is taking its own approach to resiliency. She says the checklist offers a roadmap that towns can follow as they see fit.
Ask yourself, for example, we've got these hazard mitigation plans. Are they integrated with our comprehensive town plans? Are they integrated with our infrastructure? And are we really making sure that they're tied together and consistent? That's a great place to start.
The EPA says as the climate changes, parts of the country, including the Northeast, will see bigger storms and more flooding. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.